This episode is brought to you by IVP. Use promo code IVPWORD40. That's IVPWORD40 at ivpress.com to get 40% off and free shipping on any IVP resources mentioned in this episode.
Do you feel exhausted by the noise and chaos of the digital age? In the Digital Examine podcast from IVP, author and pastor J.Y. Kim converses with leaders, pastors, and scholars who are seeking to reorient their lives around peace and self-reflection. Join them as they tune their hearts and minds to hear the voice of God in all its clarity, kindness, and strength. Watch the Digital Examine on the IVP YouTube channel or listen on your favorite streaming platform.
This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVar City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
The Daily Audio Bible Podcast, read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Genesis chapter 2, verses 5 through 25. Now no shrub of the field had yet grown on the earth, and no plant of the field had yet sprouted, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to cultivate the ground. Springs would well up from the earth and water the whole surface of the ground. The Lord God formed the man from the soil of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. The Lord God planted an orchard in the east, in Eden, and there he placed the man he formed. The Lord God made all kinds of trees grow from the soil, every tree that was pleasing to look at and good for food. Now the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil were in the middle of the orchard. Now a river flows from Eden to water the orchard, and from there it divides into four head streams. The name of the first is Pishon. It runs through the entire land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of that land is pure. Pearls and lapis lazuli are also there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It runs through the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is Tigris. It runs along the east side of Assyria. The fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and placed him in the orchard in Eden to care for it and maintain it. Then the Lord God commanded the man, "You may freely eat fruit from every tree of the orchard, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will surely die." The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a companion for him who corresponds to him." The Lord God formed out of the ground every living animal of the field and every bird of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man named all the animals, the birds of the air, and the living creatures of the field. But for Adam, no companion who corresponded to him was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was asleep, he took part of the man's side and closed up the place with flesh. When the Lord God made a woman from the part he had taken out of the man, he brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This one at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one will be called woman, for she was taken out of man. This is why a man leaves his father and mother and unites with his wife, and they become one family. The man and his wife were both naked, but they were not ashamed." Proverbs chapter 4, verses 14 through 27. Do not enter the path of the wicked or walk in the way of those who are evil. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and go on. For they cannot sleep unless they cause harm. They are robbed of sleep until they make someone stumble. Indeed, they have eaten bread gained from wickedness and drink wine obtained from violence. But the path of the righteous is like the bright morning light, growing brighter and brighter until full day. The way of the wicked is like gloomy darkness. They do not know what they stumble over. My child, pay attention to my words. Listen attentively to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Guard them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them and healing to one's entire body. Guard your heart with all vigilance, for from it are the sources of life. Remove perverse speech from your mouth. Keep devious talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look directly in front of you, and let your gaze look straight before you. Make the path for your feet level, so that all your ways may be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Turn yourself away from evil. Proverbs chapter 20, verses 1 through 30. Wine is a mocker, and strong drink is a brawler. Whoever goes astray by them is not wise. The king's terrifying anger is like the roar of a lion. Whoever provokes him sins against himself. It is an honor for a person to cease from strife, but every fool quarrels. The sluggard will not plow during the planting season, so at harvest time he asks for grain, but has nothing. Counsel in a person's heart is like deep water, but an understanding person draws it out. Many people profess their loyalty, but a faithful person, who can find? The righteous person behaves in integrity. Blessed are his children after him. A king sitting on the throne to judge separates out all evil with his eyes. Who can say, "I have kept my heart clean? I am pure from my sin"? Diverse weights and diverse measures the Lord abhors, both of them. Even a young man is known by his actions, whether his activity is pure and whether it is right. The ear that hears and the eye that sees, the Lord has made them both. Do not love sleep, lest you become impoverished. Open your eyes so that you might be satisfied with food. It's worthless," says the buyer. But when he goes on his way, he boasts. There is gold and an abundance of rubies, but words of knowledge are like a precious jewel. Take a man's garment when he has given security for a stranger, and hold him in pledge on behalf of strangers. Bread gained by deceit tastes sweet to a person, but afterward his mouth will be filled with gravel. Plans are established by counsel. Make war with guidance. The one who goes about gossiping reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with someone who is always opening his mouth. The one who curses his father and his mother, his lamp will be extinguished in the blackest darkness. An inheritance gained easily in the beginning will not be blessed in the end. Do not say, "I will pay back evil." Wait for the Lord so that he may vindicate you. The Lord abhors differing weights, and dishonest scales are wicked. The steps of a person are ordained by the Lord, so how can anyone understand his own way? It is a snare for a person to rashly cry, "Holy," and only afterward to consider what he has vowed. A wise king separates out the wicked. He turns the threshing wheel over them. The human spirit is like the lamp of the Lord, searching all his innermost parts. Loyal love and truth preserve a king, and his throne is upheld by loyal love. The glory of young men is their strength, and the splendor of old men is gray hair. Beatings and wounds cleanse away evil, and floggings cleanse the innermost being. First John chapter 1 through chapter 2, verse 29. The New Testament reading, the prologue to the letter. This is what we proclaim to you, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and our hands have touched concerning the word of life. And the life was revealed, and we have seen and testify and announced to you that eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. What we have seen and heard we announce to you too, so that you may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Thus we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. God is light, so we must walk in the light. Now this is the gospel message we have heard from him and announced to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and yet keep on walking in the darkness, we are lying and not practicing the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we do not bear the guilt of sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous, forgiving us our sins and cleansing us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, and he himself is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for our sins, but also for the whole world, keeping God's commandments. Now by this we know we have come to know God, if we keep his commandments. The one who says, "I have come to know God," and yet does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in such a person. But whoever obeys his word, truly in this person, the love of God has been perfected. By this we know that we are in him. The one who says he resides in God ought himself to walk just as Jesus walked. Dear friends, I'm not writing a new commandment to you, but an old commandment, which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have already heard. On the other hand, I'm writing a new commandment to you, which is true in him and in you. Because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. The one who says he is in the light but still hates his fellow Christian is still in the darkness. The one who loves his fellow Christian resides in the light. and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But the one who hates his fellow Christian is in the darkness, walks in the darkness, and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Words of reassurance. I'm writing to you, little children, that your sins have been forgiven because of his name. I am writing to you, fathers, that you have known him who has been from the beginning. I'm writing to you, young people, that you have conquered the evil one. I have written to you, children, that you have known the Father. I have written to you, fathers, that you have known him who has been from the beginning. I have written to you, young people, that you are strong, and the word of God resides in you, and you have conquered the evil one. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Because all that is in the world, the desire of the flesh and the desire of the eyes and the arrogance produced by material possessions is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away with all its desires. But the person who does the will of God remains forever. Warning about false teachers. Children, it is the last hour, and just as you heard that the Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have appeared. We know from this that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us, because if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But they went out from us to demonstrate that all of them do not belong to us. Nevertheless, you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you all know. I have not written to you that you do not know the truth, but that you do know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This one is the Antichrist, the person who denies the Father and the Son. Everyone who denies the Son does not have the Father either. The person who confesses the Son has the Father also. As for you, what you have heard from the beginning must remain in you. If what you heard from the beginning remains in you, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. Now this is the promise that he himself made to us, eternal life. These things I have written to you about those who are trying to deceive you. Now as for you, the anointing that you received from him resides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, it is true and is not a lie. Just as it has taught you, you reside in him, children of God. And now, little children, remain in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from him in shame when he comes back. If you know that he is righteous, you also know that everyone who practices righteousness has been fathered by him. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Merciful God, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, O God, for your intentionality with your creation. We thank you for the clarity of your warnings and direction and guidance for us, even today through your word. I pray right now that for each of us, whatever it is that you have for us communally and tailor-made, that we would receive it and be transformed by your word. It is in Christ's name that we pray and entrust ourselves. Amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.